played the best round of his life, the best score of his life, and he plays every week, two or three times a week, played the best score of his life, 17th hole, takes one to the head randomly from somebody like three holes away. Stitches the whole deal. Yeah, had like a fracture in his head and stuff. It's crazy.
740 Prime League Podcast. Falling autumn leaves, it's gridiron time. As they face off in the league, top New Guinea prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that backer receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker, the defense that grinds. Sacks the QB forces turnovers like this ball mine. Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure, don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A team Cicito, team Aaron's, we trust a Tama Jammer, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Member Berries versus Clam Wallin, who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets, who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race. Fantasy football team versus Team Mimic Team Face.
Primetime.
Yeah.
Welcome into the Prime League Podcast, episode 1.07, live every Wednesday night on Live at 808, right around 7:30. Of course, tonight, coming to you live at 9:16 p.m. Eastern Time, alongside the commish of the league, owner of the Sanford Waddle Rockets, Shane McClain, and former owner of the Delaware Donkey Punchers, Justin Humphreys. We are without co-commish and owner of the Member Berries, Jason Ryan, again tonight. He's out sailing the seven seas. We come to you after an action-packed week, but before we get into any of that, guys, it's great to see your beautiful faces once again.
Right back at you, sir.
Yes, great to be here, Tim. Thanks for having me back. Excited to get into it with you guys.
All right, before we start, we have to address the elephant in the room. Those of you who can't see us right now, we are on a Zoom call, but... Justin Humphreys got some pretty rocking attire on right now. Looks like a mixture between, I don't know. I heard you guys talking about something whenever I first got on. I was half listening.
It looks like Rowdy Piper.
Okay.
Slammed together with Randy Savage.
I'm thinking.
Listen, can I send a picture of this to you, Shane? You can throw this on the Prime League Podcast Twitter account. Is that all right?
That's exactly sure who can. It looks like.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So check us out.
I'll take a selfie.
Check us out on Twitter. Shane, go ahead and drop that Twitter handle real quick.
It's actually X now, Tim. Give it the time.
Sorry.
But it's Prime League Pod.
Wait. Hold up. Twitter is not called Twitter anymore. Is that a real thing?
this is happening now?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's X now, I guess.
Yeah, oh, dude. God.
Meta. Facebook's Meta. Twitter's X. What's that? I mean... I can't keep up with the times.
Elon bought it, dude. Elon Musk, man.
Elon's a G, man.
Oh, man.
Change it to X.
Because he X'd out all the employees that were working there. I heard that's what happened.
Good God.
Okay, so Justin's rocking the Randy Savage, Rowdy Roddy Piper look right now. Shane has a different hat on. That seems to be his theme. He has a different hat on every week. Last week, it was one of those old, 1920s gangster hats. Today, what you rocking today, Shane? What you got on your head?
Oh, dude, it's Mickey in Disney himself, just holding hands, bro.
Well, I think I speak for everybody in the league, at least for me and both Justin, when we both say thank you for wearing the hat and deflecting that glare.
Piece of white trash.
It's weird. Hats seem like they fit. You can just tell there's no hair under there because of the way it fits. It's so form-fitting to the skull that there's no way there's a layer of hair in there. Tim, you don't really have a lot of room to talk, though. Your hairline's looking like the Tunguska Forest after the meteor impact in 2016.
It's getting
bombed out and depleted.
Getting pretty thin. The thing is, it's deceiving to me because it doesn't look as thin to me in the mirror as it does to people standing behind me or over top of me if I'm sitting down, because it's bad how bad my bald spot has gotten.
It's like the more weed I smoke, the less people will notice I'm bald.
I got Sour Monkey today, guys. What you got? Any beer?
Nice. Oh, it's one of my favorites.
I'm actually sipping on a cold brew coffee. I was going to run up and grab a beer, but I figured, screw it. I'll crack one after.
Well, we thought injuries were bad in week one. Here we are after week two, and we have seen quite possibly the worst injury to ever take place on a football field. And this one was grass. It wasn't turf. So there's no argument, at least in this case, that turf field should be gone. So let's go ahead and skip right past that. Not that anybody was ever wanting to talk about it anyway. But yeah, seriously, that injury, that was above and beyond, I think, Joe Theismann and old Alex Smith.
I watched it one time. I did not need to see it even that time. It was rough, man. I feel really feel for Chubb.
You know what I saw is somebody posted I think it was a meme on Facebook, and I think it was Chubb from college too. Was it the same knee
yep.
that he injured in kind of a similar way? It was yep. a picture of both of the injuries. The one looked like the picture from college, he looked like the alien from
Signal or
that one, you know what I'm talking about, with Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen,
the arrival. Knees are backwards.
God.
That's what the college one looked like, and then the one from the pro, it looked like his knee was at 9:30 p.m. It was like a 90-degree angle. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think on that? He's out at least for the rest of the season, right?
I fear it's career-ending. I mean, how bad it was, and he already had the injury to that leg. But at the same time, with the way that the medical advances have come along, I think we were talking earlier, I think Cam Akers tore his Achilles tendon, and he came back and played in the Super Bowl that year. Am I correct on that? It was that quick. So, I mean, medical, but then again, we're talking about two gruesome knee injuries to the same knee. And he
I saw it was MCL, ACL, and like PCL or something.
He it's blew basically it. Every ligament that's everything. In his knee is destroyed at this point, is what I was reading. I mean, I think that's worst case scenario you're talking to him. I think even if everything goes amazing, best case scenario is he comes back and he's not ever going to be the same player he was before. Maybe as a change of pace back. I mean, I don't know if he ends up with Cleveland or not. I don't think that they're going to honor any type of contract, extension that they were going to give him or any talks that they were in with him before this injury. So it's just bad news all around for Nick Chubb.
Yeah, that's one of the things that like shocks and it makes football such a your lifespan in football is so short because of these types of things that can happen. Not only do you have to be one of the top athletes in the nation at whatever position you play, but you got to stay injury free too. And I mean, the one wrong move from somebody falls into your leg the wrong way, you step wrong, you know, you never and that's it. And yeah, it's crazy.
I've never dealt with a knee injury. I have dealt. I mean, the worst thing I ever had was a severe sprained ankle. I was out a couple of weeks.
That was gruesome, though. I remember that.
Yeah. But it was during baseball season. It wasn't during football season. I don't even want to think about that. Yeah, I'm with you, Shane. You've seen it once. That's all you need to see it. Just move. Let's just move on. That was rough.
Yeah, and him crying on the cart was pretty heart wrenching too. Like, you know, he's on full display for the whole world to watch, and it's rough.
Talking about our fantasy league though, after 2 weeks, the closest game that we've seen two. I think the two closest games were both by Mike. Two losses. Week one against Team Aaron's We Trust, 138-125. This week to Bryce Tamajama, 128-111. Combined 30-point deficit for 2 weeks between those two games. 0-2, Let It Rain. Mike taking on 2-0, Grateful Zeds, and Zach. That's coming up this week. That should be another good matchup, though, because even though Mike is 0-2, he's one of the top scorers in the league, if you go by just the points.
Yeah, he's got a very, very good team. A couple of minor adjustments each of the past 2 weeks, and you're looking at a 2-0 team here instead of an 0-2 team.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, I don't know. He.
Is there anything specifically you think that he did? Any plays that he made or sits that he didn't? make that led to the loss, or have you guys broken it down?
I haven't dove into it that deep yet.
Let me pull it up real quick.
But yeah, we can look at his team right now for the last 2 weeks.
All right, let's see. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. All right, his week one loss to Team Aaron's We Trust, he lost by about 13 points. Let's see. His bench didn't do too. I'm thinking he did what he should have those two games.
Sometimes that's the way it shakes out in fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, he is one of the top scorers right now. He's at 236, which is right in the middle, right in the upper middle. So, yeah, that's going to be a good matchup, though, 2-0 versus 0-2. It doesn't look like that whenever you break down the matchup player by player, though. But you can contact us. Go ahead and shoot us or hit us up on social media at Prime League Podcast. Also, if you want to talk to the show, either shoot us a text, me or Justin. You can also email us, primeleaguepodcast@gmail.com. And an announcement, actually, a change to when the show will be dropped. This will be available Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern time from now on by popular demand. Several people were complaining that they had to wait until noon. So that's good. You guys are providing your input, so we appreciate that. But yeah, this episode will be available 6 a.m. Thursday mornings. This is episode 1.07. Later on, we will get to Trash the Commish. Submit your material by me to read on the show. You can also call into the show. Give me a call, 740-346-5607, 740-346-5607. We will update you on the standings of King of the Hill, as well as give you our Week 3 picks, provide you with our stardoms or situms for Week 3. We have another team owner in the Papua New Guinea Prime League set to join us tonight as well, so looking forward to talking to him. We'll take your calls. But first, guys, what do you think about getting the show on the road?
Weekly review.
Let's do it.
All right, so week two is officially in the books. It's time to check in on the action once again. First up here, the scoreboard, and then over to the waiver for wire for a quick review. Timmy?
Excuse me. Okay. All right. Before we do that, let's skip ahead real quick, Jay. Shane, we'll come back to this. This is live podcast, so this is what happens. We do get kind of sidetracked a little bit. But let's see. 1 second. Here we go. Gosh, I'm all out of sorts right now. We'll rip it around the league tonight as it is time to talk with our long-lost friend and cohort, someone who has been with the podcast since its inception. He has fallen on rough times, however, since 2021 when he won his championship. He has amassed an overall record of 47-44. However, he has found himself in a slump over the past year with a record of 6-10, and that includes two losses this year, and that's ever since he won his first plaque. That win in 2021 also was his only top three finish. We'd like to introduce you, the former commish, the current co-commish, and owner of the Member Berries, Jason Big Alaska Ryan. Jason, how's it going, buddy? How's the trip?
Good, good, good. Glad to be here. Glad I had a chance to call in while you guys were broadcasting. Justin mentioned the Congress Forest, and here I am just staring at it. So pretty good segue for me to come in here. But yeah, you're right. My team has taken a wallop. All of my running backs are all but useless in the emergency room and down and out for the count at the moment. So it's been rough going for me.
Jason, why did Tim just find it necessary to point out all the negative things about your record? Like, he slid in there that you won the championship in 2021, and then he pointed out all the tremendous amount of bad shit that's happened with your team since then.
You know,
what a way to introduce I did catch that. Jason, Tim.
Right. Just slide it in there. I mean, I believe I still have one more plaque than Tim, but I didn't want to go there, but I guess I have to go there.
That's fair. That's fair. But that's why we give you a chance to come on, defend yourself, Jay. You know that very well. And I accept what you say. You're right. You do have one more plaque than I, so you win this battle, sir.
Well, I mean, if we're going off of recent activity, though, you're far ahead of the game than me. I don't think I've broke 80 points at the moment. My team is not looking good. Started the season with Cooper Kupp out, Jonathan Taylor out, Jeff Wilson Jr. out. Cam Akers was a healthy scratch last week. Joe Burrow is beat up. I need some ibuprofen to my players here or something to get them back out there. Just give them some morphine, put them on the field, give them some points, anything.
Get that cortisol shot ready.
Speaking of Cam Akers, Jay, how do you feel about this?
I'm salty.
Minnesota.
I'm pretty salty because I drafted Alexander Mattison as my running back, and now he's going to be competing with another one of my running backs, Cam Akers, and I kept Cam because it was a contract year. Now they're going to be competing for carries, so it doesn't do anything great for my running back scenario. I'm hoping at some point Jonathan Taylor either gets traded or comes back to the Colts. Jeff Wilson Jr., hopefully in 2 to 3 weeks, should be back in action so we can get my running back back in the game. And I'm kind of disappointed because I was trying to pick up Ford over the weekend just because I needed on Sunday because Tim actually let me know that Cam Akers was a healthy scratch while I was out here. And my Wi-Fi and service has been pretty spotty, so it didn't go through. And now apparently Shane spent a lot of money on him. But pretty salty I didn't get him on the cheap when the given was good.
Okay, Jay, so I got your team pulled up right here. Your running backs on your team right now, Najee Harris, Cam Akers, Alexander Mattison, and on your on injured reserve, Jonathan Taylor and Jeff Wilson Jr. Are you willing,
yes,
right now, can you announce it live? Are you willing to work with a trade with anybody? You got anyone out there that you're interested in or anything like that?
Yeah, so I am, and actually a couple of trades came through on the wire when I was out here, and unfortunately I wasn't able to get to them in time and try to make some counter offers or anything like that. They were a little short. Some people were coming after Jonathan Taylor. What I was getting in return, I didn't really feel, but I'm definitely open to it. But I didn't get a chance to make the counter offer as of yet. My service is just starting to kick back in. We're making our way back down south. So over the next couple of days, I'll be fully back into it, be able to get some updates and hopefully get my team back in shape here.
Yeah, it's got to be a rough feeling to start the season like that, Jay. And being away, being on vacation makes it tough to manage the team too. So, but I have faith in you. I know in my heart that you're going to come back. You're going to make a strong rebound on the season. I feel it coming.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm not only going to come back on the fantasy hard, but I'm coming back on the podcast hard because the past 2 weeks, apparently the podcast has been starting super late. And you know, I'm not very impressed by that. You guys' time is quite off. I feel like I need to step in there and get you two back into shape because you know what the hell is happening there. It's 5:30 my time, but it's almost 9:30 your time. Like, it's just questionable, just very questionable.
Well, listen,
everything's falling apart.
I'm excited. Listen, I suck when it comes to talking about football, I'll tell you that much. So you're definitely going to be – you're missed dearly right now by Tim and Shane.
Absolutely.
But what I want to say is I'm psyched that the fucking podcast is going to start at 6 a.m. because I'm going to be able to listen to it on my morning commute. The other week I was texting Tim at noon. I was like, when's the pod? It's 12:02. Where's the podcast?
Right, the podcast? Yeah, exactly.
So, excited for it.
Yeah. And so I probably won't be around for the Trash the Commish segment. I did message this to Tim earlier, but since I was able to jump on, I was actually out here. We went on a train ride yesterday, and I came across Paul Bunyan, And he told me this old folklore about how a lot of people think that Alaska smells like real fishy. And I get a hint of that when I've been up here. But he says the true cause of that smell is actually the Comanche's wasp and smell and odor just coming up all the way from Florida on the jet stream. So mystery solved. There, that the fishy smell in Alaska is due to the Comanche.
Piece of white trash.
You heard it here. The Comanche's vagina smells like fish.
All right, buddy. You have a good time. When do you expect to be back on land, and when do you expect to be back home?
Yeah, so we get to San Francisco early Sunday morning. We're going to spend a couple days in San Francisco, check out the sites. We fly back early Tuesday. I will be back in Pennsylvania Tuesday evening, ready to go for Wednesday's podcast.
Listen, there's this ragtag couple in San Francisco. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to find them, challenge them to cornhole, and whip their asses for me and Justin, please. I can't remember.
Oh, if I find them, it's on.
I can't remember.
Me and Tim, we're going to get their names and numbers for you. Me and Tim were in Colorado for Jeff's wedding. And boy, did this couple from San Francisco whip us in cornhole. They destroyed us.
Told us, they were, oh, what is this? We never played.
Yeah, how do you play this game?
We just throw it underhand like this. Smashed us.
Sinking bags on us. Sinking bags.
Fucking worked, you guys.
All right, well, Jason, you know what? Maybe I'll... Go ahead. Hello?
Just someone go.
His face.
Go, Jay. Jay, it's you.
Well, if I do find him, I'm going to challenge him to some ping pong as well, because on this cruise, there's been quite a bit of Asians, and we have some ping pong tables here, so I've been getting some tips and whipping around with them, so... It's on and ping pong after I beat their ass in cornhole.
Represent. Real quick, Jay, before you get off, what's the coolest thing you've seen on your Alaskan cruise? You seen any whales? Coolest thing?
So we've seen a little bit of wildlife. I've seen a bald eagle flying around. Saw a couple seals. Haven't seen a whale yet. There's been some spottings around us, but I haven't personally seen it. Let's see. A couple days ago, we did a train ride through the forest. That was really cool. Got to see a lot of cool sights. But the coolest thing was probably yesterday. We went by one of the glaciers. And that was probably, it was about 4 hours of cruising past this glacier. And that was probably the coolest thing I've seen. Just the sights, everything around, the crystal clear blue ice floating in the water and just coming off the mountains. That's probably top tier for me at the moment.
Badass. You know what they say? The only thing wider than that glacier is Shane's ass. That's what I hear.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Piece of white trash.
Jesus Christ.
All right, well, it was good calling in. I'm glad I could step in on the podcast, talk a little bit. I also did want to mention Nick Chubb's injury. That was brutal. I was able to actually see that here, surprisingly. Reminded me of back in 2001, Willis McGahee, and just, you know, hopefully he is able to come back and play again, but that was rough. Same injury, he already tore all three ligaments, 6 years ago, however long it was, and who knows what he tore this time. It was rough, so hopefully he's able to come back and be good, but I agree with Shane, I don't think he'll ever be the same runner as he was before.
Yeah. Yeah, that was rough. That was a rough one to see. But enough with
all
the negativity.
All right, Jay, man, we love you, buddy.
Yeah, Jay, have a great time, and we'll welcome you back next Wednesday on the podcast. Can't wait.
Yeah, listen, absolutely.
Keep
love
an eye
you
out
guys.
For icebergs.
Yeah, we've seen a couple. Luckily, we missed some last night. Going to be in the Holy Land of Canada tomorrow. Going to try to find some poutine.
Listen, if you guys do end up hitting an iceberg and you guys end up on a door, you tell Ashley there's enough room on that door for both of you. Okay? I don't want to.
I don't want to see
any never let go Jason bullshit that you froze and drowned into the dark sea.
I mean, I'm going to be crowding that door. I mean, the door is definitely big enough for two people, and I got a wide wingspan. I can hold my own there.
All right, guy, go have a good time, and we'll talk again next week.
Take all right, you guys enjoy. Justin, hey, if you want to come back and join us anytime, you know you're always welcome. Mm-hmm. I listened to last week, so I'm going to listen to this week, probably tomorrow, the next day. We got 2 days of sailing after Canada. Doing an excellent job. We always love to have you on.
Listen, I appreciate the compliment, but I sounded like I was baked. I was more baked than Tim was on episode 2 last week. I couldn't even talk. I was mumbling. yeah. Listen, I didn't realize how much you guys prep for this, how much goes into it, and how much pressure there is to be good on the mic. So you create shout out to you guys for being great, and thanks for letting me step in on these couple of episodes. Appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, have a good podcast. I will talk to you guys next week. Live on the 808.
All right, there you have it. Owner of the Member Berries, co-commissioner of the league, former commissioner of the league, Jason Ryan, thank you for joining us. Some call him Aaron Ryan.
And what would you say Jason's best nickname is?
Oh, man. Rosebud Billy, I think, is number one. Shane's cringing right
so
now.
So much
look
better. Rosebud Billy is the worst fucking nickname I've ever heard.
What did you say is better?
Fitzy.
Fitzy's a good one. Was he also Legs?
No, you were Legs. You were Legs. He was Hawk.
Oh, that's right. He's Hawk. Yeah. So stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Legs, Hawk. Hold on 1 second. Let me see something
here. I think Aaron Ryan's my favorite. When he got in trouble and they blamed it on a kid named Aaron Ryan that also went to school with us.
That's my favorite. That poor kid got demerits and never even knew it.
I don't even know what I did.
This is a DJ.
Jason, you know how Jason's real quiet. He probably just slipped out of the principal's office, disappeared after that.
Never to be seen again.
No, we don't even know what he looked like.
All right, we get a little side
until graduation.
We're getting a little sidetracked here, so before we get back on track, there's this.
This is a DJ Nails production.
Nails is here. Billy.
Some call him Aaron Ryan. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, what do you guys think?
Love it.
Classic.
Okay, sorry about that.
Checks off.
Weekly review.
All right, let's get back on track. Now, week 2 is officially over. And go ahead, Sean.
Fucking terrible segue. Week 2's in the books. Let's go to Shane for a recap.
Tim's
it's supposed
right now.
To be the other way around. All right,
just
I'm sorry.
Take it away, Timmy.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. All right.
Collect yourself.
All right, week 2 officially in the books. Time to check in on the action. First stop, the scoreboard, then to the waiver wire for a quick review. Let's start things off. Undefeated Sanford Waddle Rockets remain undefeated. They're 2-0 as they top the 0-2 Spider-Man Parts 145-111. Highest score deficit was 83 points. The 2-0 Clams destroy the 0-2 Member Berries 150-67. Also, I want to talk about Jay's lineup before we move on. I think it's a tip that a lot of people that I've noticed throughout the league, and it's bit me in the ass a couple of times too, something Jay could have done earlier in the week that would have saved him in this particular instance when Cam Akers sat out. So I want to come back to this before we move on, Shane. The 2-0 yeah. fantasy football team over 1-1 in your girl's guts, 124-105. Sestito loses to Teamy McTeamface, 135-107. Sestito 0-2, Teamy McTeam face 1-1. And the biggest upset, 1-1, Tama Jama edges out 0-2, Let It Rain 128-111. The highest point total, 270. 1-1, Team Aaron We Trust has falls to the Grateful Zeds 173-97. All right, so real quick, give me 1 second. Let me pull up the scoreboard from last week, and I want to point something out.
Yeah.
Because Jay found himself in a real bad position. I texted him earlier on Sunday whenever it was announced that Cam Akers wasn't playing. And Jay was in a bad position because he... Let me pull up his lineup so I can tell you exactly what happened here. Hold on.
What did he do? Put a running back in the flex position that played on Thursday night?
Yeah, so he had Alexander Mattison, which played Thursday night, as you mentioned, Shane. He had him in the flex position. So that's rocking the flex position. You're taking it completely out of the game. So if you have a late scratch like this with Cam Akers, who's in your RB2 spot right now in Jay's case, you have to replace him with running back. Now, had you had Cam Akers, who played the later game of all three of the running backs that he had on his roster, if you had him in your flex, you could pull him out. You can pop in somebody else in the lineup. He had Marvin Jones Jr., Tutu Atwell on the bench, Paris Campbell, Curtis Samuel. Lots of guys he could have popped in that flex position. So that's just something that when you break down the strategy of the flex position, you take that into consideration. Don't play your flex players on a Thursday. Put them in your position and play the latest game. Try to aim for a Monday night game if you can. In your three positions, you know, so if it, like Jay's case, it's a running back. So he has three running backs in. So your latest playing running back, whatever it may be, Monday night, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock games, you want them in that flex position. Avoid something like this.
Absolutely. That's a big deal when it comes to setting your lineup. You never want to run the risk of locking yourself into a position like that.
Yeah, it bites everyone in the ass because it's not something you really think about. It's bit me in the ass time after time, but this time, luckily, I saw it happen to Jay, so I've been more cognitive of it whenever it comes upon kickoff on Thursday.
Absolutely. So I wanted to circle around before we move into this next portion. I wanted to go back to the biggest upset, as we called it here, with Tama Jama over Let It Rain. And, I mean, I know I expected Mike to win. That was – why are you dying right now? Oh, Justin, great. my biggest thing is he left 47 points on the bench between two players. He could have easily turned that around with such a close gap by playing either Marvin Mims Jr. or Kyron Williams, who, if you look at his lineup this week, he's actually made that change. Not with Marvin Mims, but he's definitely got Williams up in the starting position. So I think we might see him put up a higher point total this week coming up.
Hold on. I'm looking at the wrong team. Okay, wait.
What's up, Timmy?
Okay, I was looking at the wrong team as you were talking about this. I'm like, why am I not seeing these players that you're talking about? God. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely Mims Jr. had a big game.
Yeah, I don't expect that every week from him, obviously, but...
Yeah, and do you trust Denver's offense? They came on late last week. Scary. But it's just, I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot wrong with it, but I can't pinpoint what it is. They're just not playing well.
Yeah, they're
playing well at times.
Nobody's on the same page.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. But if you look at fantasy wise, Russell Wilson's not doing too bad this year, which is frustrating to me, at least. but we're going to move forward here, unless you have something else you want to add, Timmy.
Nope.
Move into the moment you've all been waiting for, the waiver wire review. Remington added Josh Reynolds and dropped Alan Lazard. Matt added Zach Moss, dropped Damian Harris. Bryce added Rashid Shaheed from wide receiver or from a wide receiver from New Orleans, one of my favorite pickups of the week outside of Ford, of course. Tim, you added Pierre Strong and dropped Antonio Gibson. You also picked up Kenny Gainwell and dropped Michael Gallup. finally, I finished off the bidding period by scooping up the Chiefs defense for Tampa, Tank Dell for Elijah Moore, and then acquired Jerome Ford for a whopping $102 fab dollars and one Sean Tucker. What is wrong with you two?
All right, sorry. All right. Again,
Shane, let's talk about that for a second, Shane.
Yeah.
You dropped $102 of your $200 currency on one player, on Jerome Ford.
Mm-hmm. I did indeed, sir.
Talk to us about the logic behind that. You think that's, I mean, I know we touched on it a little bit last week, but this is the most intriguing part about the league to me, is how you guys allocate these funds and go after these players.
Well, in the past, I've been known to hold it a little bit deeper into the season, and I've missed out on a few players that way. So I told myself this year I wasn't going to hold it until, you know, game 12. I'm going to see what I can do, and it just so happened. I was going to do that with Puka Nacua last week. Did not do it, lost it to Tim. And then this week, pretty much everything just kind of fell into the right place. I had Barkley go down, potentially up to 4 weeks, which is nerve-wracking to me. That's my number one running back. Ford looked really good behind a mediocre line when he was in after Chubb went out. and I had a sneaking suspicion that at least somebody, mainly Matt, was going to drop a hefty amount of their fab on it. Right. I was willing to spend up to about 50% of my original fab budget on this particular player. And I would have gone a little bit higher, but I didn't think that anyone in the league was gonna try to press that. I just wanted to make sure there was a guarantee there. I did think that Matt was going to give me more of an issue, but he actually, he put, oh, I think, like 25 on there. He was like 34th down the line.
Does signing,
right, and
sorry, go ahead, Justin.
Go ahead, Tim. So last week, Tim dropped, what, 56 on Nacua, some 65 or something like that?
No, it ended up being 38. He dropped it down.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was only 38. I thought it was more than that. So that offer of 100 or that you know, that 102 was big then. That's huge. You pretty much guaranteed nobody was going to be able to compete with you with that.
Just trying to. And anything above that, let him have it. That was my thinking.
Yeah.
Do you think Cleveland signing Hunt, are you worried about that, Sean?
I'm not. I thought about it before I even put the bid in last night. I was like thinking to myself, more than likely management in Cleveland's probably on the phone with Kareem Hunt's people the minute they saw that replay footage from Chubb. So I had a feeling he was going to end up coming back. He knows Stefanski, he knows the offense, so he's going to slide in fairly well. But Cleveland didn't want him back for a reason. He's 28 years old. He played all 17 games last year, had 128 carries, 450 plus yards, only 3 touchdowns, added 35 receptions, I think, for 210 yards, I believe, and one more touchdown. And Chubb was still an all-star last year, so not worried about that. And then Stefanski even came out today after the acquisition and said Ford's their guy. They're going to use Hunt to spell and on certain situations. So,
how about after this year? Do you think Ford's still the guy next year and in the years to come?
I think that depends entirely on how he performs the rest of this season. I don't think it's going to be Chubb. I don't think it's going to be Hunt. If he tears up this year, he could be their guy for the next few seasons. If he doesn't do very well, I could see them drafting another running back next year.
$48 left in the bank, Kamish. You okay with that?
Absolutely. I spent the last half of last season with $0 in the bank, so just going to take some nifty working of the waiver wire.
You can have
it. Well, it's important to know what those smart bids are to make, and kind of mirrors in real life when people need to make smart bids on real estate, which is a great time to plug myself. If anybody out there needs help with real estate, keep in mind I am licensed in Ohio and I do operate in Central and Eastern Ohio. So with Humphreys Homes at Redwood Realty, you're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest. Thanks, guys. Sorry, I had to do a little plug right there.
That's okay.
I love it.
Shane, go ahead and have Jerome Ford. I've always been a Chevy guy anyways.
Who was the next highest
Chevy Cruze?
Who was the next highest
me.
Bid for Jerome Ford?
What drives you?
It's embarrassing to even say after seeing it, but the next highest bid was actually Tim at $33.
Mm. Well, then, you had to take your shot, you know. Yeah. You didn't know at the time, so
I was
initially
around.
Put it in for $60, and then was like laying in bed and was like, I don't know, Matt really needs a running back right now, and he lost Chubb. He might spend 90% of his fab on it. So,
okay. Yeah, that's I probably would have been thinking the same thing. Matt's a diehard Browns fan. He has Chubb on. He had Chubb on his team too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, oh yeah, I could see him dropping some coin on him for sure.
Do you think that he will play an integral role on your team, Shane?
Well, I'm starting him this week, so we're going to see what happens. As of right now, that's how I have it lined up.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I need to feel your energy today from start to finish.
Come on! Let's go! Let's go!
Let's keep this train rolling. Let's go!
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Start him or sit him.
All right, so it's perfect timing, actually, to move into our week three start him, sit him segment. Let's talk a little bit of start, sit here. Tim, you want to start this one off?
Yeah, let's take a look at Jeff's team, Teamy McTeam Face. I'm looking at particularly the wide receiver running back scenario here with the flex position. DJ Moore yet to score a touchdown with struggles, the struggles that the Bears have faced. I'm moving Moore out of wide receiver two to the bench. Terry McLaurin out of the flex into wide receiver two, and I'm moving Joshua Kelly into the flex position. Now, if my memory serves me correct, that would kind of go against my rule I said earlier about the flex position, so we're going to bump him up to a running back position. I don't have his team pulled up in front of me to confirm that, but Joshua Kelly, here's the thing, is Jeff also has Austin Eckler on his team too, so one of those two, whoever starts between those two, but even if it is Kelly, I think that the way that the Chargers have been struggling, what they need to do is get that running game going, and if it's not Austin Eckler, Joshua Kelly's next in line. And I think that they try to get him going early. And they're going up against the Vikings, one of the worst defenses in the league so far. So I'm saying Joshua Kelly for DJ Moore, the old running back wide receiver swap for the flex position right there. Team Aaron's we trust. Breece Hall laid an absolute egg last week, literally 0 points. Okay? So that phrase right there shown is warranted. I'm moving CMC up to RB1. He's in the flex position right now. Another running back wide receiver swap because I'm moving Jackson Smith and Jigba up to my flex position. Last week had a bit of a scare with a leg injury, but he was able to come back in. As long as he's healthy, he hasn't scored a touchdown yet, but they're playing at home against the 0-2 Panthers who have given up 44 points through the first 2 weeks. I'm saying Jackson Smith and Jigba over Breece Hall after that horrible, not just performance by him, but the way that the Jets offense looks not very good. And I think that the loss of Rodgers, very obvious, drops the value of the entire offense for that team. Defense is still stout, but that offense, 50%, dropped them by 50%.
Agreed. I'm actually with you on that one. And I took a few losses on some of the things that I predicted and said last week, but I was right on the Pickens over Wilson decision last week.
Both mine were right also.
Take a W there.
Both mine were right also.
Yeah, you were on point with that one. I'm going to look at Spider-Man parts, Matthew. his team is set up pretty much the exact same way that I would set it up, except this week I'm looking at two major changes with him. One of them,
what team is he against?
Entirely on Spider-Man parts, Matt.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them depends entirely upon Anthony Richardson's concussion situation. If he's starting, I'm playing him over Deshaun Watson 100%. I'm actually making that change in the other league that I had mentioned where I have these two quarterbacks, and I'm very close to being on the cusp of dropping Deshaun Watson. as well. Aside from that, you got to start Zach Moss. He just spent $25 on him in the waiver wire, picked him up, and he needs to replace Chubb. He had a good week last week. He had like 88 yards and a touchdown or something like that. Put up a decent number there. So you got to start him. T. Higgins showed up, had 28 fantasy points last week. Michael Pittman is a clear number one target there for Richardson, and they're trying to utilize him as best as they can. And I really like what's turned out for him. I wish I would have kept him, actually. Tyler Higbee, tight end, going to leave him where he's at. The change I'm going to look to make is Marquise Brown. I'm going to switch him out for Drake Landon, as Tim likes to call him. and I'm moving him out because, one, Marquise Brown had a good game last week, but Arizona's offense is rough, and they are playing the number one defense in the league with Dallas, and they are shutting teams down left and right. So I'm moving him out, moving Drake Landon up, who's playing Detroit, and I think that there's room there for him to actually put up some points for him this week. Other than that, I'm leaving the defense right where it's at, and then, of course, Evan McPherson, his kicker, who's been doing pretty well for him as well.
Yeah, Atlanta scores points. Detroit gives up a lot of points. They score a lot of points also. So, yeah, I think that's a no-brainer with Drake Landon right there.
And I was going to dive into Jason's team, but we pretty much covered that with him and what he's going to be doing today with Cam Akers and what he has in store for the next couple of weeks. I think he has a rough setup for him over the next 5 to 6 weeks, no matter what, until he gets some action between his top three guys coming back.
What was his decision? Did he say he would start Cam Akers, or did he? What did he say? When I forget when he was on earlier.
I don't think he has a choice.
He has to. He has to start him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bubba, you got anything you want to ask us?
Yeah, are either of you struggling with any decision? I know you've touched on it a little bit, Tim. You were talking about your team, but. Are either of you struggling with any sit 'em or start 'em decisions this week? If so, which ones stand out to you? Timmy.
Miles Sanders. Big question mark after the first couple of weeks. Nothing. He's just being outplayed by Chuba Hubbard. So I worry that his workload's going to diminish. So my big question mark is, do I keep him in at running back or do I pull somebody else up there? I just picked up Gainwell from Philly. He was hurt last week. I don't think they've announced that he's playing or not for sure. But then also picked up Strong from Cleveland. He's the backup. I got him at no cost, which I was kind of surprised. I figured at least someone would throw a couple of dollars towards him. I don't think he's the answer by any means. I would definitely go with Miles Sanders between that, but I don't know about my running back position this week. It's kind of up in the air.
Who are you playing this week, Tim?
The Gymster. No, yeah, Jimmy.
Okay, gotcha.
So, Tim, if you don't have Miles Sanders available to you, those are your only other two options until week five.
Yep. Yeah, and then I'll get Alvin Kamara back unless I make another move in the waiver wire.
Yeah. That's what's terrifying about your team. You're putting up the numbers that you're putting up, and you just have Alvin Kamara just waiting in the wings. You still don't have one of your star running backs.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, if you notice DeAndre Hopkins right now on my roster, I got him sitting down. I put Puka in his place. So I guess if I had I think my running back situation, it is what it is. I'm going to keep Miles Sanders in there. My real question right there is filling that flex position between DeAndre Hopkins and Puka. And the way DeAndre Hopkins played, I mean, he got a few catches, a few yards, but the way that offense looks as opposed to the way that the Rams are featuring Puka in the pass game, he's the number one target. I think that I have to go with him right now. He's the hot hand.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question there. I would 100% play Puka over DeAndre Hopkins right now. Now, Hopkins is dealing with, even though it's not shown there by any designation, he is dealing with that ankle injury that he's supposedly healthy from, but you know how that nags you for a long time, especially for an older player. So I don't think he's 100% back from that. And also Tennessee, they're not firing all cylinders on offense right now. So I would 100% play Puka over him.
What about you, Shane? Are you struggling with any decisions for this week?
I'm in a tough spot after Barkley being out, of course. I'm going to, as of right now, I'm going to start Jerome Ford in this place. I spent the money on him. Got to put my money where my mouth's at, right? So I'm going to start him this week and see what happens. Like I said, Stefanski came out and said that he was their guy. So he's going to be, you know, at least I'm expecting a 60-40 split at the most, maybe a 70-30, which would be even better for Jerome Ford. So I'm going to start him in his place, and I'm moving James Conner and James Cook just up one spot in the running back depth chart. Of course, Mahomes is going to be my guy. One spot I'm worried about is Jalen Waddle. He's questionable with another concussion, so you know, if he's not able to go this week, I think I'm going to divert to Jordan Addison. He's shown up each of the last 2 weeks. He's getting more involved with every game, and he looks to be explosive. Tank Dell could also be an option, so it's a toss-up there between Tank Dell, Addison, and my guy Dotson, who hasn't done a lot fantasy-wise the first 2 weeks, but they're playing Buffalo. He's going to show up at some time. At some point, it's expected. I imagine he walks away with at least a touchdown in this game without, if not, walking away with 5 or 6 catches with 70 yards plus.
I like it. I like it.
Sean, well, if you
second end up, week coming up week three. So sorry. I'm excited. I'm can't wait to see what happens.
All good. Remember, Shane, remember, you do 3 positions running back, 3 positions wide receiver, whoever it is, make sure that they're that third position, that third player position has the later game in the flex position. You're welcome.
Always.
Sam dropping some insider knowledge.
All right, where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at? Oh, yes. Yes.
King of the Hill.
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 All right, so it's round 3 of King of the Hill. Our records are 3-0. Tim, you're 1-1. Jason is 1-1. Timmy, who are you picking for this week? Remember, you can no longer pick Jimmy. I can't pick Wayne or Remington, and the Jays can no longer pick Mike. What you got?
All right, Timmy McTeamy face over in your girl's guts. Jeff made me eat my words last week, and he does have a pretty solid team. They proved that last week. Wayne has too many Saints starting coming into tomorrow night. Too many mouths to feed on one team to be explosive. Timmy McTeam face over in your girl's guts.
Nice. I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to take you, Tim, my first selection of the two for you. You're playing Jimmy this week, not to put Jimmy down, but I think it's going to be one of the easier decisions I have to make this year as far as this King of the Hill is considered.
Piece of white trash.
Always talking shit on Jimmy. This guy never gets a fair shake. You know, Tim, I begged Jimmy to call in tonight, and I begged him, and he said he had his shirt off. He was at Muscle Beach in Chicago, or I don't know what he was doing, but... he was like, I can't call in. I'm lifting. I got the pump. But I did. I tried my hardest because you challenged him last week. He didn't answer the challenge. Mm-hmm. That's a W for you. That's a win.
And we're playing each other this week too.
I know. That's why I really wanted him to come on, but he was busy doing triceps or I don't know what he was doing.
I can't, man. I can't.
Whoa, man, my pump, man. Whoa. Okay, so I conferenced with Jason earlier today, and we were actually going to take Tim, your team as well, over Jimmy. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I didn't want to do it, but Jason convinced me. So that's our official pick for the week. Last week, big upset, Bryce over Mike. That was a big upset. Mm-hmm. I was gaming with Bryce when that Monday Night Football game was going on. And he was like, man, Mike's player has like 28 points. And then I kept hearing Bryce in the background going, touchdown, baby, let's go, like freaking out. So it sounded like it was a pretty heated battle. But, man, what an upset by Bryce.
He pulled it out.
Hell yeah.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the committee.
Here we go. The segment you all tuned in for. It's time to trash the commish. Of course, this segment brought to you by Greg's Eggs. Check out the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel for the latest episode of Greg's Eggs. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. All right. Before we get started, or before you get started, Justin, got my joke's right there. I got one from a listener. Let me go ahead and start with that one. Oh, damn, I wish I had a... never mind. Okay. This one is from William Shakespeare from from Stratford-upon-Avon. He is writing a new sonnet. Shall I compare this league to an autumn day? It is more lovely with character and passions burning rich. I would love to join thee in fantasy you play. Unfortunately, your commissioner is a punk ass little bitch.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash.
Nice one, Tim. Killed it.
Commish, I think you actually won on that one. That was a
I didn't do William Shakespeare.
No contest.
Oh, God.
Okay. Last week, Tim, I was just re-listening to it. Last week, the one listener that called in and was talking about the Tree of Life, Tim. You remember that story from last week?
Yeah, what did I say? Did I screw it up? I screwed
Tree of Life that gives us all energy.
Should I try that again, or should we just move on with our lives?
Just move on.
Okay. Listen, I did get a text. I did get a text from a listener, Dirk Diggler from Los Angeles, California, texted me today, and wanted to share some news with me. He said, "Did you hear that Shane's personal library burnt down?" And I said, "No, Dirk, I didn't hear that." He said, "Yeah, it's a real tragedy. Both books were destroyed." But he said, that's not the worst tragedy. He said, you know what the real tragedy is? He didn't even finish coloring the second one. Shane's personal library burned down. What a shame. Lots of knowledge lost there. But I did get a call from the Loch Ness Monster, and he told me today, he said he had a little sonnet as well, Tim. Jesus. He said, a leaf and a Shane fall from a tree. Guess which hits the ground first? Go ahead and get. You guys have an idea which one would hit the ground first?
No.
Shane.
He said the leaf. He said the leaf. The rope stopped Shane.
Good God.
Also, the other day I was with Shane. I don't know. He thought it was Christmas or something. He kept asking me for gifts. He said, Humps, I need you to get me something that goes 0 to 220 in 6 seconds or less. I said, all right, Shane. So I went to Walmart and I brought him back a scale. It's time to trash. Yeah. I don't know if any of the listeners know, but Shane also had a job in healthcare. He got fired. I don't know if it's kind of a sad story, I guess. Nobody likes to get fired, you know? But I kind of looked into it a little bit, and I asked him, I said, why'd that happen? And he said, well, apparently I misread the sign that said stroke patients here. So, I don't know. I think he might have taken that sign a little literally, maybe. You know what, Shane, couldn't decide on his outfit when he was going to the Premature Ejaculation Society meeting. So he just came in his pants. And that's a true story.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commission.
Damn, that's hard to follow.
Oh, man.
I don't know how I can't keep up with that one. That
Shane's
was
an interesting guy. He gets around a lot. You know, he's an interesting guy. He's all over the place.
Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome, said he was looking into buying the commish's dome, but the commish's lack of turf upstairs makes him sick. Richard Sweat from the Bee Wolves says, if you're going to be two-faced, at least make one of them pretty. Wet Boulder from Channel 6 News says, the commish, yeah, that guy, we expect nothing from you, and we are still disappointed. Debbie from Dallas says, you're not the worst commish alive, but you better hope those other ones are taking their vitamins. And Skip Showers says, the commish once won a 2-ounce bottle of hotel shampoo, and when he was asked what he would do with all his winnings, he said, nothing.
So white trash.
It's time to trash
the commish.
Because you can't do anything with shampoo if you don't have hair shown.
Makes perfect sense. perfect sense.
Wet Boulder even did me dirty? Fucking jerk.
Wet Boulder. What'd he say? Hold on. We expect nothing from you and we're still disappointed. All right, Shane, what you got for us? Let us have it.
Well, congrats on your bullshit dad jokes, guys. Your immaturity level is apparent. Tim, as always, you're impossible to underestimate. Justin, I envy people that do not know you exist. I think the issue with both of you is that you fear success, and I can assure you, gentlemen, that's not something you need to worry about.
Okay, he's letting us have it now. Okay. It only took seven episodes.
I have no problem making that statement either. What's that?
I said it only took 7 episodes.
I love it. Appreciate the mission swinging back.
But that's it for me, gents. As per usual, good luck to everybody this week.
Okay. All right.
Also, Trash the Commish, don't forget, brought to you by Greg's Eggs. Check out Greg's Eggs on YouTube. Give Greg's Eggs a watch, a listen, and a subscribe. Hit that like button. Mm-hmm. And even to hit the bell to get notifications when he uploads his latest video, if you're feeling freaky.
Froggy.
There's a bell now?
Probably. All right. Reminder that we are on live at 808 every Wednesday night. Right around 7:30, obviously, the past couple of weeks, a little bit later of a start. Anything else, guys, before we sign off for the evening?
No, I thought about it now.
All right.
I would like to say thank you for having me on the podcast past couple episodes.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. As I said, the first time I popped on, you guys are doing great. You put a lot of work and prep into this, and really appreciate it. And I can't wait to listen to the Prime League podcast on my way to work now at 8 a.m. when I'm taking the kids to school and that kind of stuff. So very excited to hear that it's coming out at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I agree with the people that reached out and complained about it, because that's incredible. Also, I want to give a shout out to your brother, Shane, before I hop off here. Fresh into the league, starting the season 2-0, highest scorer this week, gets an A- on his draft. I mean, the guy's coming in, you know.
He turned that franchise around.
The pressure
around.
Is not getting to his brother. He's coming out strong.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's gonna be tough to beat, jerk.
Yeah, as I watched the season and the league, you know, from afar, patiently, I'll be rooting for your brother to win it all, and he's gonna be my pick, my prediction.
Well, you got to come back on, Humpy. You got to join us whenever you can.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. I will, for sure. I'd love to, and thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
It's been great. Again, we are looking at a mixture between Bret Michaels now and Hulk Hogan. Or not Hulk Hogan. I'm sorry, Macho Man.
Shane, don't forget to upload that picture to X, dude.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right, yeah, we'll post the picture to X. By the way, Justin took his shirt off well into the beginning of the podcast and has been shirtless ever since. Week 3 kicks off Thursday night football with the San Francisco 49ers hosting the New York Giants at 8:15. Gentlemen, don't forget to set your lineups tomorrow. Thursday night, whenever you're listening to this. Search for the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel, proud sponsor of Trash the Commish. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button or click that bell. Search Greg's Eggs on YouTube. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Prime League Pod. Email us primeleaguepodcast@gmail.com. Again, live Wednesday nights at 7:30, unless noted in the group chat that you all receive. And this episode now drops Thursday mornings at 6 o'clock, available across all your top podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts. Gentlemen, it's been fun yet again. Episode 7 in the books.
Later, guys.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will rock you. We will. the street. You're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
King of the Hill.